Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's show. And now, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
Hey, welcome everybody. Insight, Jack Stogler, Mr. Rocker Bonville, and hello, Rocker.
Jack.
And we have in studio Miss Krista Mollenkamp from Sunshine Boutique. Welcome, Krista.
Well, thanks for having me.
So it's it's great to have a young business person in to talk about how they got started and stuff. But before we get into the Sunshine Boutique, it's kind of rocker time. Welcome, Rocker.
Hello, Jack. What we got on tap for tonight?
I'd like to revert back,
okay,
to a conversation that we had where you were talking about actually getting contacted through Facebook by people that you mentioned on your list. And we're not talking about, all the Fort Recovery hot moms that you identify and they say, oh, thank you, Rocker, that's so sweet, We're talking about famous people, right?
Yes, at least a couple of them.
So you had Eric Dickerson.
Yes, he, I had a top 10 NFL all-time running backs at one point, and he was like number 5 or so, and he actually chimed in and said, thank you.
So Eric Dickerson keeps tabs of your top 10 list.
Yeah, I don't know how. Yeah. You think that guy would have a little more things to do than,
You think so. And then, what was the second one?
Well, top 10 adult movie stars.
What?
Adult movie stars.
Males,
females, naturally.
Okay. Oh. So I was thinking, Johnny, whatever his name is, sent you a thing.
He's been hard as a carve for quite a few years.
Well, yeah, but is he dead?
He's been dead about as long as I've been alive.
Oh, really? Okay.
So which one contacted you?
President Carter is her name.
What?
President Carter
is her name.
Spell her first name.
PR is basically like Elvis Oid, an extra S.
Prelvis?
Presley.
Oh, Prelvis.
Prelvis.
They're a little slow.
Oh. Is Bill here?
Yes, exactly.
I'm sorry. I didn't register.
Am I at Rothberg Acres?
Presley Carter.
Yes.
So you put her on your
list? She's number one, by the way.
Oh, she was.
She enjoyed that.
Really? So she responded to you?
Yes. Really? Nobody's more shocked than I was. Trust me.
No kidding. So, do you have a top 10 list this week?
Oh, yeah. Top 10 funniest movies of all time.
All right. So, Chris, don't hesitate
to chime in.
To criticize.
Okay.
Because he has a strange sense of humor. So, all right.
Okay.
Start with number 10.
Oh, let's start off the bad there. Stir Crazy.
Crickets.
Really? Pryor and Wilder?
Didn't like Wilder, dress up as a black guy, too?
No, he didn't need to. That was Pryor's job.
Okay.
But he could have dressed up, too.
So, did you see that movie?
Yes. It's been a while, though.
It was good?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I was never a big Gene Wilder fan.
He always spoke highly of you.
Is that right?
No, no.
I guess it only matters. The chocolate factory closed quite a few years ago. Yeah. Number 9. Now, most people probably wouldn't think this is a comedy, but of course, there's Home Alone.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
There's a few, the whole head-burning scene, of course.
When like he's walking down the steps and he has to take his shoes off and then he steps on those.
Yeah. Heels,
that's classic. That's good. All right. I liked Home Alone.
Number 8, Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh, that's a favorite of ours.
Again, not necessarily a comedy.
Per se. More of a buddy cop movie.
Yeah. That's a good choice.
Yeah, once again, the worst. Number 7, this is absolute comedy. Christmas Vacation.
That's number 7.
Yeah.
So there's 6 funnier movies.
Yes, very good. Okay.
Like, hey, he's a cipher and whiz, if nothing else.
It's like we're at Sesame Street. It's counting.
This is when I wish everyone could see Rocker's face with these comments. No.
Don't wish that on anybody.
And this guy wanted Facebook Live on. Number 6. Now, most people would be shocked that I had it this low. Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, that's a little low.
That's low?
That makes me really curious as to what the...
As what the top 5 are.
Yeah.
See, that's why I do this, kind of keep people's attention span.
Just to make us mad?
No, they'll keep their attention span a little while.
Just to be sure, you've seen all of these movies,
yes.
Correct? Okay.
Have you watched any of them today?
None.
Okay. None today.
Okay.
Blazing Saddles.
Speaking of none, is Nonsense one of
good.
Them?
No.
Oh, that was funny.
Okay, so that was number 6?
Yes. Number 5 is Naked Guns 1 and 2.
You have to have a special sense of humor.
Yes.
Surely you have to have a special sense of humor.
And don't call me Shirley. I think that was the same guy, different movie. But
it's funny you mention that because that is number 5. Or 4, I should say.
Airplane?
Yes.
Good choice.
Just, right?
That was funny. Those were Leslie Nielsen is just
It's funny, but when it comes to humor, my wife and I have nothing in common. You know, things that I laugh at for a long time.
Crickets
she
with her.
Has no response.
Sounds like my mom and dad.
Yeah, those are the movies that I would laugh my ass off, and she would not budge.
Crickets. Number 3, Animal House.
Yes.
That was a good one?
Without a doubt.
I would have had it farther down the list.
One of your better lists. Other than the stir crazy, this is good.
Now, Dookie.
You can screw it up with these last two.
Not likely.
No?
Well, I don't know. You've named some pretty good ones so far. I just want to see.
I struggle with these next two because I always had them reversed.
Uh-oh.
So I kind of did something a little different for once.
Uh-oh.
We have controversy.
Maybe, I doubt it.
The Russian judge.
Number 2, Smokey the Bandit.
Yeah, I wouldn't call that a comedy sort of thing. Yeah. It's not a hilarious comedy, but it was funny. Jackie Gleason was really funny.
Yes.
It was.
That's funnier. That's better than like the last 3 movies you mentioned.
No.
Oh, it's
not even close.
It gets better.
Oh, jeez.
Well, obviously one better.
Okay.
And obviously your opinion, because we don't agree with that so far.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, one comes after 2, so
yeah. So, yeah. But we're not gonna like it either because you left.
Actually, two comes after 1. But go ahead.
When you're going up the list.
Yeah.
When you're doing a countdown, 1 comes after 2.
Okay.
Thank you, Casey Kasem.
And number 1.
Caddyshack.
That was a good one, but I wouldn't have put it above...
Caddyshack is good.
Wouldn't have put it above the Leslie Nielsen thing.
Smokey and the Bandit's about 8 too high. What about Dumb and Dumber?
Crickets.
Cricket.
Honorable mention?
Okay.
So, Kristen, what do you think of the list?
I didn't know half of them. How old are you, Rocker?
45.
Oh, you're older than me. I like to tell people that.
Well, you can say that to everybody in the room, then.
And half of 4 recovering.
That's true. So, Rocker?
Yes.
That was one of your better lists. There's a couple that I could argue with, but that was one of your better lists.
Was it the Smoking the Bandit, Put You Over the Top?
Yeah, that one.
That, and what was the other one, Stir Crazy?
Yeah. There's...
I didn't love your number one either, but it was okay.
Yeah, well,
I would have had your 3, 4, and 5.
I guarantee you Greg Dillard liked it.
Animal House.
Yeah.
Has to be up there.
Yep.
That's a classic.
What about Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
Oh, my.
In the world of top tens, that'd be in the parking lot.
So, okay, I'll tell you what. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and Rocker's going to do your On This Date.
Sure. Right? Sure, sounds good.
Or we can do a rant if you want to rant about something, too. So, either way, we'll be back right after this.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for a New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
At Cooper Farms, we know we would not be where we are today without the hard work and dedication from our team members for the last 80 years. That's why we partnered with Activate Healthcare and made their health and well-being our top priority. All team members enrolled in the Cooper Farms Health Insurance Plan have access to our 3 Activate Health Center locations. There are no co-pays, free lab work, and many prescriptions are free. To take advantage of this, as well as other great benefits, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
The Fort Recovery Music Boosters will be serving their great all-you-can-eat breakfast on Sunday morning, September 29th from 8:30 to noon at the Legion. Get all the pancakes, sausage, and scrambled eggs you care to eat for only $6. There will also be fruit and other goodies along with your choice of drinks, milk, juice, and coffee. Carryouts are also available. You don't want to miss this. The Music Boosters All-You-Can-Eat Breakfast at the Fort Recovery American Legion coming up on Sunday, September 29th from 8:30 to noon. Here is this week's band report from band director Reed Knuth. And don't forget about the Music Boosters Breakfast at the Legion this Sunday from 8 to noon.
This past Saturday, the Fort Recovery High School Marching Band had our second competition at Tip City. It was a very good competition overall. Our scores shot up quite a bit since our last performance at Troy. We took first place again and beat some bands that we've never beaten, at least since I've been in at Fort Recovery, and even managed to beat 3 bands in classes above ours. So some great things happened. Unfortunately, we still have not qualified for state. We're hoping with a good performance this coming weekend, we should qualify. Our performance will be this Saturday at New Bremen, and it is at 6:15 p.m. All communities encouraged to attend. We'd love to hear lots of cheering in the stands when we take the field.
We're back. Inside, Jack Stogler, Rocker Bonvillain, and the lovely Miss Krista Mollenkamp. So, Rocker, you were going to cover this date in history.
Well, sadly, Jack, they're a little weak today, this week, but we're going to give her a shot anyways.
You could make stuff up.
Yeah.
Most people won't Google check Rocker. It's futile.
No, pookie. 1789. We've just gone way
George
back.
Washington was elected president. No, he was 1787. He was president then.
Yeah.
That was the Constitution. Was that your stuff? Did I take your
the clothes? First washing clothes. Machine was invented.
No.
The U.S. proposes the Bill of Rights.
Oh, the Constitution, yeah. Awesome. How many Bills of Rights were there?
I don't know. I just do the
I think bit. There were 10, I think.
I'm just here for the bit.
There's a top 10 list?
No, the 10 Bills of Rights things.
So how many are there now?
38. No, I don't know. I think it's the same ones. I think it's still the original Constitution, and they added the Bill of Rights a little later. Hmm. Not very much later.
Kristen was a teacher.
not history.
Not history.
Did you go to any history classes? Maybe you should have learned that.
That's very true.
So, question, Rocker.
Oh, God, I'm back. I've gone there for a second.
Where was the Bill of Rights written?
I'm going to take a wild guess and say Philadelphia.
I'd say that's 100% correct, but I would say so. I was going to guess parchment paper.
That's, or
hemp. It was on hemp, I believe.
Or in the library.
No, I think it's parchment paper.
So, okay.
So
that's one.
They lit it on fire.
87.
Old Tommy Jefferson was hiring a kite.
You know, women talk about very different things.
So do sane people.
Yeah.
1975, Pink Floyd's Wish You Were There is released and sells 13 million copies.
Who?
Pink Floyd.
Who's he?
As a group.
That's Roger Waters, if you really want to know who he is, but
Bill is back, apparently.
Yes. So was there any famous songs from that album, Neil?
Like the whole album, maybe?
Really?
Let's see here.
Rocky, you're going to have to come up with things that I've heard of.
You've never heard of Pink Floyd? You're older than I am.
You've heard of Pink Floyd, for sure.
No.
Well,
okay. The Wall?
Was he the barber in
Mayfair? This is Wish You Were Here.
Exactly. I really wish Facebook Live was on right now.
Your daughters are rolling their eyes right now. Come on, Dad.
Come on, Dad. Get with it. So.
How about...
Play Barry Manilow, Weekend in New England.
We will if you promise not to sing.
Okay.
I guess we're not playing it then, are we?
All right. What else you got, Rocker?
1981. I didn't write it down, but I can remember it pretty good. Sandra Day O'Connor was sworn in as the first woman Supreme Court justice.
Now, that's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. What year was that?
1981.
Well, you can't remember that.
Why wouldn't he?
What year were you born?
1974.
You were 7 years old. You don't remember a Supreme Court justice being sworn in from when you were seven.
I remember when Reagan was shot.
Which was when?
That same year, believe it or not. March of 1981.
That's probably why they shot him. Put Senator Day O'Connor in there.
And so she's been in that office for 38 years.
No, she retired. I believe she retired at some point.
Oh, so she isn't a current justice?
No, she's gone. Not dead yet.
So what about... So who's the old lady that's on the
Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
That's who I'm thinking of.
They're practically the same person.
Yeah.
Not really.
No.
Here's another Pink Floyd you may have heard.
Okay. Apparently not.
That one I've heard of.
Yes. Pink Floyd.
Well, that's good. That's good.
You had me worried there for a while.
So, all right. So, Rocker.
Yes.
And Krista.
Yes.
It is time for Stump the Rocker. This week's category is death dates of famous fashion designers. Okay? So what I'm going to ask each of you to do is I'm going to name a fashion designer and you write down what year you believe they died. Okay?
This is always fun.
And we're going to start with an easy one.
This is going to be bad.
Okay? Kate Spade.
You need a month on that?
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
No, well,
the time of day would be good, like yeah. you did for Elvis.
I don't like to lose Rucker, so.
Uh-oh. Well, you better get your fashion designer stuff figured
and
out.
And we'll do four of these.
Four? Oh, my God.
Yes. The second one, Gianni Versace.
Can we get close for spelling them correctly?
Yeah. What, the month? Yeah.
Okay. Gianni Versace. The third one, Christian Dior. Actually, we're going to do five of them.
Oh, jeez. Christian Dior?
Christian Dior.
E.
The fourth one, Levi Strauss.
Hold on that car, was there?
What? You're stumped on that one, aren't you?
Well, yes, I didn't realize she died. Or he died.
Maybe he, she didn't.
This is a very poor topic.
Okay. Packer, you have to put your phone away.
Levi Strauss.
That's a fashion designer?
Yeah.
Hey.
Invented jeans.
She designed jeans.
He.
Huh?
Levi. He.
Oh, is it a guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And the last one, Marco Polo.
What? He wasn't a fashion designer.
On. Number three.
He was an explorer.
He created the polo shirt.
He did. Jeez. Number three. That's the dumbest thing you've ever said, Bill.
Number three was...
Number three, where in the hell are you?
Well,
this show ends at 8 o'clock, Rucker. You can't be fiddle-farting around.
This is it.
Marco Polo. That's the dumbest thing ever.
So I guess Gene Stapleton's not very good either.
Okay, what did she... I don't believe she did much...
Mr. T shirt. No, I didn't want either. Okay, those are the five.
I think I got all of them exactly right.
These
are going
to be ugly.
It's going to be bad.
Okay. Very bad.
Okay, the first one was Kate Spade.
I feel like she just died.
Yeah, like this morning.
But I don't know if it was like the end of last year or if it was this year, but I put down 2019.
Rucker.
I got 2019.
I have 17 just because.
2018. Golly, that's a tie.
I had 18 first, but I scratched it out and did
that's
17.
A tie. Okay.
I never heard of her until she died, but yeah.
The next one was Gianni Versace.
Ladies first.
I put down 2017.
Ooh.
Rucker.
How do you like this? July 26, 1997.
You didn't put the time of day, Rucker.
It was 1997.
And I was even right decade.
What about July 20, whatever?
That was right, too, but I'm not giving him the satisfaction of telling him that. Christina Dior.
I think that's Christian Dior.
Oh, Christian Dior. Typo.
Like I know him.
Yeah. So when did she die?
I thought he was a he.
Okay. Rucker?
We had this discussion earlier.
Yes.
I'm going to kick in 1973.
Ooh.
I'm going to be way off, probably.
Yes, I'm pretty
you
sure.
Are.
Yeah.
I have still living question mark.
Christian died in 1957.
Holy gee, way his name is just so popular so
who,
yet.
Who wins that one?
Well,
you had him dead and Krista didn't.
Yeah, so dead is right. And the last one.
No, the second last.
Levi Strauss.
I have 1975.
This is number four, right?
Yep.
1975.
You're way, way off.
I know this, Neil. Gosh darn it.
I knew it was going to be early, so I know. I went with 1886.
Ooh, I got 1891.
Oh, my gosh. What is wrong with you people? How do you know this stuff?
Well, Levi Strauss invented jeans during the gold rush.
Oh,
1849.
I did know that.
1902.
Ooh, he lived longer than I thought he did.
He did.
So I was in the 1900s.
Yes. So.
Yeah. She won that one.
Yep.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
She got the first two numbers right. Then the last one. Designer Marco Polo.
I have 1338.
Very dicey. Really?
Am I right, Jack? 1338.
I'm not saying until Rocker says.
Oh, this is going to be ugly. Way ugly, man.
What do you have, Rocker?
I'll let ladies go first on this one.
Wait, ladies?
Yes.
I, 93 sounds close. I'm not going to say 19 or 18. 93.
She said 1293. Okay, Rocker.
I went with 1796.
Yeah, the correct answer is 1324.
I was pretty close.
You were pretty close.
I was 1338.
I'm impressed. Yep. So
I knew it was before Columbus headed this way.
Call this a tie.
Okay. I was really close on Marco Polo and pretty close on Levi Strauss.
So basically nobody won that one.
So who actually invented the polo shirts?
Who knows? Who cares?
Come on,
Ralph Lauren?
I was going to say Ralph Lauren would be probably the best guess for.
So
he's still alive, by the way. Polo.
No. I actually think of the swimming pool game. When I'm a mom.
Marco Polo invented the swimming pool, maybe. So.
Yeah.
So, Kristen, now you know why we have people dying to come up here and get on the show.
Because you're sweating. Yes. And you're broken out in hives. It's fun.
So I tell you what, should we take a break before we get to talking to Krista? All right, we're going to take a real quick break, and then we're going to get to talking to Krista Mullenkamp and find out all about Sunshine Boutique right after this.
Clinchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at clinchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Clinchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274. The Fort Recovery Knights of Columbus are having a pork loin dinner on Sunday, October 13th, with drive-through pickup from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Knights Hall. It'll be pre-sale only, and you can order your dinners by using the envelopes at the back of church at any of the cluster churches, St. Peter, St. Joseph, St. Paul's in Sharpsburg, or Mary Help of Christians. The ordering information is in the envelope. Be sure to order your pork loin dinners by Sunday, September 29th. And why not order a few extras for a quick meal during the week? Grab your envelope at the back of the church at any of the cluster churches and get your dinners ordered now. The dinners can be picked up at the Knights of Columbus Hall on Sunday, October 13th from 4 to 6.
Cooper Farms will be hosting its 13th annual Turkey Trot 5K on November 2nd, 2019 at 10 a.m. with all proceeds benefiting State of the Heart Care. Kick off your November with a cool morning run or walk with hundreds of your closest friends. Water and refreshments, including a turkey meal, will be provided to all participants after the race, along with door prizes announced throughout the event. To register and find additional race information, visit cooperfarms.com and click the sign-up banner at the top of the page.
I'm in New England. Took me away. That song makes me cry, Neil.
The comfortably numb.
Yeah. Insight. Jack Stover, and with us in studio is Miss Krista Mollenkamp. So, you know what? I like having guests who have taken the risk of starting their own business, and that story is, you know, certainly true of you, right?
Yes, very much so.
So let's talk about you. Born and raised where?
So I grew up just north of St. Anthony, so I graduated from Coldwater High School, went to college and got my teaching degree. So I taught high school English for 10 years before opening up Sunshine. So it was a big
jump.
High school English. I loved it. Loved kids, loved teaching, but it was time for something new.
So the security, the benefits, summers off. Like, you know what? I'd really like to own my own clothing store in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Yes.
So, tell me about that process.
Well, when I say my husband as well as I, because he has been completely supportive of this from the get-go. We farm, so, you know, I was giving up insurance, and so that's really the scariest thing.
Yeah.
But I had his support, and a good friend of mine here in Fort Recovery actually told me about the place was for rent here in town. So I took it as sort of a what we like to call God winks, and thought, you know what, this is my chance. Why not? I'm young. I can try this, and if it doesn't work out, my school actually gave me a year sabbatical, said, you know what, go do your thing. If it doesn't work out, come back.
Really?
So I had that sense of security.
That's cool. So then, you know, because when, like, you started this, I mean, there were certainly boutiques around, but it wasn't like the small boutique in the small town was a, you know, thriving thing at that point.
No, and actually our accountant, who's here in Fort Recovery, said to my husband, is she sure about this? I just don't know about this. So it is. It's a scary adventure. You know, small towns are, it's a scary adventure. But sure. I don't know. I just had a good feeling about it. And Fort Recovery's been very loyal to me. You know, I don't live in Fort Recovery. I live in Trinity. But I've just been treated like I'm here. I'm your own.
Yeah. So why did you pick Fort Recovery and not Portland?
Well, we've always, you know, my husband's done a lot of business, like ag-wise here in town. We've always banked in Fort Recovery. I think he's banked here since he was 13. It's, you know, 10 miles from my house. It's just a very welcoming town. It's got a thriving downtown, and it felt right.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing as you drive down the main street of Fort Recovery, and every store is full, I think, mm-hmm. or close to it. And then you drive down Main Street in Portland, mm-hmm. and every other one seems like it's vacant to a certain extent.
And it's really like that in rural America. You know, that's a big problem everywhere in our small towns. I mean, a lot of our little local Mercer counties towns don't, you know, they've got a lot of for rent signs too, but you just never see that here. It's a hard gig. Small business is a hard gig everywhere.
Yeah. So you talked your husband into this, and then, you know, when, like, I think about the decision-making process as far as what to have in the store. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what was that like?
So, if people who know me know I'm kind of a fly-by-the-seat-of-my-pants kind of gal. I'm not a planner for most things. I that's just not how I work. So when I first started here, I knew that I wanted to cater to women. A lot of boutiques carry younger, just very trendy, you know, that kind of sect of the population. And I wanted to cater to women because it's very hard for women to go into, you know, like a Kohl's or a Macy's and get help, because a lot of women just want to come in and say, help me. Yeah. And that's what we like to do. That's the favorite part of our job. And when I say our, I mean, you guys probably know Nikki Kramer. She's become a very good friend of mine, and she helps me out a lot there. I couldn't do it without her. So
cool. So, okay. So, you know, when like you're talking about Macy's and Kohl's, they have people in far away cities that determine what's going to sell and what ought to be on the racks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, the variety of things that you could choose from to put in your store, mm-hmm, was
tremendous.
Yeah.
Yes.
So how did you decide on what you decided upon?
I think I just go with what I like. I'm not necessarily a person that wears sort of the same things. I'm kind of eclectic with my fashion. I love to be casual. I love to dress up. So I have a range of styles. My mom has always been a very stylish lady. My grandma was a stylish lady, so I sort of envision what they wear, and that helps me decide, because there's a lot of stuff that maybe it's not age appropriate necessarily for me, but like my 96-year-old grandma was rocking.
Really?
So I like to, just have a wide range, sort of transitional pieces for all ages.
So, it seems like the small town boutiques have, to a certain extent, kind of blossomed over the past 8 or 10 years.
Absolutely.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I think it's that service aspect. People like to come in and be helped, but I also think it's very, a lot of times you can tell what boutique clothing is versus like department store clothing. And it's just a little more unique, individualized. You know, in my store, I offer 6 pieces of one style, and when it's gone, it's gone. So you're not necessarily going to church or going somewhere and seeing other people with the same outfit. So it's just more of an individualized, unique style.
So
do you think you can give better service than a teenage, valley-speaking, gum-chomping girl at JCPenney's at the mall?
I hope so.
Well, I'd have never believed that.
This ain't 1982.
Well, you ought to tell that to the department stores then, because that's who they have in their stores. Man.
So as like you... okay, so, you know, like right now we're into the change of season, mm-hmm, type thing. So at what point do you make that flip? You know, this is the second day of fall or, mm-hmm, whatever. What point do you change at?
The fashion world is way ahead of the weather world. So my fall pieces started coming in 6 weeks ago, you know, when it was 95 degrees out. We always say it's very hard to sell sweaters when it's 95 out. So it's just very much ahead of the game. It's tricky. You know, Roy from, you know, Old Fort Coins used to come over and say, Krista, this inventory, it's going to kill you. It's going to kill you. It was just always the same. But you have to have inventory. I mean, to have selection.
Sure.
I'm known for having a wide selection, and I want to be able to continue offering that to people, but you just got to have a lot.
Yeah. So, you know, when, like, you do any research on starting your own business, mm-hmm, okay, and it talks about creating your business plan, mm-hmm, you know, goals and budgets, and so did, like, you go through that whole process?
That would go back to me not being very much of a planner. When I was teaching, actually, a business teacher said, you should never go into business without, you know, having 3 years, like, planning under your belt. And I was like, three years or, like, 3 months? Because I'm looking at the three-month schedule. So it's, I don't know, I just had a vision of what I wanted. I wanted a happy place. I wanted women to come in and feel happy when they came and happier when they left. I wanted them to feel confident. It's just, you know, these young girls, I wanted them to have a place where they can dress modestly. It's just a different world, and I like to be able to offer classy pieces to all ages. So just classy fashion for women of all ages that gives them confidence.
You know, back, I tell you what, I'm going to, and, you know, when, like, I ask questions mm-hmm. about fashion, mm-hmm. it's kind of like Stevie Wonder asking questions about driving a car to a certain extent. But we're going to come back right after this. And you know, I grew up in the Granimals era, uh-huh. you know, mm-hmm. and it's a lot different now. So we're going to come back and talk about that right after this.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Stop into Wayne Street Market and check out their new items in their deli. They're always trying to add new shopping choices for you, so they've added a new line of Troyer deli meats and cheeses to their deli selections. All your Eckrich favorites are still there, and now you can have some lower price options and still get the high quality you expect at Wayne Street Market. They have Troyer Virginia ham for just $4.99 a pound and ham off the bone for $5.49 a pound. Also check out Troyer's high quality, lower price cheese. Choose Colby, Colby Jack, or Baby Swiss for just $5.49 a pound. Stop in soon and see the new items from Troyer in their deli. You can always count on great prices and great selection throughout the store at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will host the Marion Local Flyers in an MAC matchup. We'll simulcast WPGW's coverage of the game with Rob Weaver. On Friday, it'll be football at Coldwater in another tough MAC game for our Indians. Jeff and Joe will bring you all the action live with the pregame show starting around 6:40. On Saturday, the Lady Indians will host the Fort Laramie Redskins in a very tough non-league match. JV match starts at 10 a.m. Get out to all these games to support our Indians teams this week. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. Presale tickets for this Friday's football game at Coldwater can be purchased tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 10:15 a.m. in the middle school office, then from 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the high school office. On Friday, presale tickets can be purchased from 7:45 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. in the high school office. Be sure to get your tickets ahead of time and save yourself some time and money. Presale tickets are only $4 for students and $6 for adults. All tickets at the gate will be $7 for both adults and students. There are no presale tickets for our volleyball matches.
We're back. Insight, Jack Stogler, Rocker Bonville, and Krista Mollenkamp from Sunshine Boutique. So where'd you come up with the name?
So my grandpa Doc, that was his nickname, he used to sing You Are My Sunshine to us when we were kiddos. And he was a very neat man. And so that was the easiest part of my business. That was the number one thing on my business plan.
Hey,
that was what I knew right away.
So I'd mentioned right before break that I grew up in the era of the color matching. You got these striped pants that had some navy blue stripes, so you bought a navy blue shirt to wear with it. Yeah. And you could only wear solids with stripes. And now you see everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
you did too in my day when my dad dressed himself. That's striped with plaids.
That's true. So how you? What is now?
I think anything is now. And here in the Midwest, if there are trends going on, the Midwest is typically about 2 years behind. So when I've tried to throw trends out there, like fringe, you still see fringe now. I think I introduced that maybe 3 years ago, and I couldn't sell it to save my life. Now everybody wants fringe. But in New York and California, they're not really wearing it anymore. Just how it rolls.
Is acid wash jeans still in?
If you want them to be rocker, you can rock whatever you're wearing.
Rocker was telling a story while we were off air about the amount of time he spent at Victoria's Secret stores at the Muncie Mall. And is it true that you were actually escorted out of there?
I was asked to leave there one time.
Only once?
Yes.
Wow. Good Lord. I would love to have seen that. So you're celebrating your 6th anniversary.
Yes, celebrating this Saturday. We're having extended hours, 9 to 2, and we'll have 15% off store-wide sales. Joanne from the Tin Cupboard is actually setting up at the store from 9 to 10:30, and she's giving out sample lattes. Oh. So I asked her to join in our celebration. She was pretty excited to do so. So
that's a really good way to get somebody checking out her things. And yes.
She has awesome lattes, so I just want people to know.
Yeah. So And you have another project that is going on, too.
Yeah, so my six-year sort of goal, when I taught, I always taught with themes. And I sort of deal with themes yet with this job. But the theme for my six-year is Be the Sunshine. So we are, if you've heard about the Sunshine Project, I won a Women in Business grant. It's been 4 years ago now. I was interviewed with a panel of judges, and I won. So they gave me $1,000, and I started the Sunshine Project. So I make sunshine baskets for people. The profit from each of the baskets goes to area families in need. A lot of times it might be kiddos dealing with cancer or just somebody that's just kind of fallen on hard times. So we've given to over 28 families, I believe, and I've made over 700 baskets. My daughter Daisy, she's 12. She gets a lot of my baskets started. She'll come with me on Saturdays, and she'll either make them completely or get a bunch of them started for me. So it's just a good project. It's one of those where if you're having a bad day, you go up and make a couple of sunshine baskets, and it's just good for the soul. But this has been kind of, going around in my brain for a couple years. Everybody's been affected by cancer in some way or form, shape or form. My mom has had multiple cancers starting when I was just in high school. And I just remember all the people that reached out that either brought meals or just little things. And she just does that for a lot of people still today. She's a giver. And so I thought, how fun would it be to create sunshine baskets that are there at the treatment center for when somebody comes in to receive treatment? They've got a basket sitting there waiting for them. So I'm asking people to donate $30. We can make a really good sunshine basket for $30. I will put the sponsor's name. So if it's an individual or if it's families or businesses that want to donate, you can drop it off at my store. And then Gina McKibben at Merle Norman in Fort Recovery is a cancer survivor herself. She is partnering with me, so she is going to be a collection point as well. So you can drop your money off. And I had a lady drop off $100 today. She said, do with it as you can. So $30 is just sort of our goal amount. But if we could sell 100 baskets, I'd be pretty stinking excited. So
that's cool. And to
be in a position where you can help is great. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, when you look at how busy you are with everything, the fact you take the time out to do it, mm-hmm. and you actually you dedicate energy and resources to that at a time when you could easily use it elsewhere, it says a lot about you too.
Well, my husband thinks I might be a little crazy sometimes.
So what kind of things are in the baskets?
So we're going to kind of do a combination of things that maybe they can use while they're there at treatment, whether it's books and magazines or like adult coloring books, but also things that they can use at home. I'm partnering also with, I don't know if you guys have heard of Cassie's Country Cupboard. They sell it here at the IGA, actually, or Wayne Street. They're like little soup mixes or cookie mixes, or they're kind of ready-made things. You might have to add some like chicken broth to it or something like that. But maybe to make it a little bit easier at home for somebody to throw that in the crock pot and have a meal. So I reached out to her and she said, I would love to give you a good discount on these to be able to use in the basket. So I'm actually looking for other local vendors who would, you know, I don't want things donated. We have money in the project. That's what it's there for. But I'm open to ideas on things that we can put in the baskets or other local businesses that would like to somehow contribute to the project.
I got an idea.
Okay.
Uh-oh. The Bill Stoller Christmas album.
Yeah, well, I mean, what you're doing and giving back, you know, it's unbelievable the amount of people that want to do something.
Absolutely. I put it out there today, and you should see the response. It's just awesome. Yeah. Like, it's one of those you just keep checking your phone, like you're doing little happy dances. It's just good. People want to do something. They just sometimes don't know how. Yeah, so, you know, you give people the opportunity. They jump at it.
Without a doubt. Mm-hmm. So you've got, I tell you what, I've got a question about future plans.
Okay.
We're going to take one more break, and we're going to come back and talk about the future, and then we'll just kind of, you know, recap a little bit more right after this.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family and experience a culture like no other, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Fort Recovery and St. Henry are rivals in every sport, but they're coming together for Volley for the Cure at their October 3rd MAC volleyball match dedicated to Allie Kesters and Everly Mullenkamp. Allie is a 7-year-old from St. Henry who was born with several health problems that have required multiple surgeries over the years. Everly is a newborn from Fort Recovery who was born with an incurable fragile skin condition requiring frequent wound care. The Fort Recovery and St. Henry volleyball teams will be joining forces to provide assistance and awareness to these two children and their families. They'll have a bake sale during the game and are selling t-shirts to wear to the game so you can show your support. You can bring any donated baked goods to the volleyball match at St. Henry on Thursday, October 3rd. Order forms for the t-shirts are available on the Fort Recovery Volleyball Facebook page. Let's all show our support for these two young girls, Everly Mullenkamp and Allie Kesters. Get your shirts ordered now and mark your calendar for the big volleyball match on Thursday, October 3rd at St. Henry, dedicated to Volley for the Cure.
We're back. Jack Stogler, Rocker Bonvillain, and the lovely Miss Krista Mullenkamp. So we were talking about, you'd mentioned right before break, about having your 12-year-old daughter come and help you with those baskets. Mm-hmm. Okay. So has this project of yours, this business of yours, enabled you to kind of get the family involved just to, you know, some extent?
Absolutely. You know, everything we've done inside our building has been done by my husband and I and my kids. Last summer, we fixed up the upstairs. It was a vacant, pretty shoddy-looking apartment. And we spent nearly every night there till about 9 until we didn't have enough light left. But that was all done by us. So yes, very much involved. My parents helped me tremendously. My dad bartends for our, you know, first Thursday events sometimes. So yes, I just have a really good support system.
And that upstairs is really, Troy gave me the tour last summer, I think it was. It's really nice.
Yeah. You know, so often you find it where a spouse has a dream, mm-hmm. that the family buys into, and where you think, oh, you know, the time they're going to spend away from the family, or the time this is going to take, it's going to be so. So often it actually serves as a way of you bringing the you know, family closer together.
Absolutely,
you know?
Yeah.
So it's awesome. So you're celebrating your 6th anniversary, mm-hmm. on Saturday. As you think about, and I know you say you fly by the seat of your pants, but mm-hmm. I'm sure you have dreams too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So as you look 5 years down the road, are you franchising? Are you teaching again? Are you like buying up the entire east side of the Main Street? Or
I feel like you should ask me this question, and then you should ask my husband this question. I honestly don't look into the future very much. I'm kind of in the moment kind of gal. You know, we've added this men's line, which, by the way, I haven't seen any of you in my store for my men's line.
Rocker said he was.
I don't have Hawaiian shirts, Neil. You're not gonna.
You have any 4XLs?
I can do just about anything.
Do you have a 32 slim?
Why would you care?
I'm very nice.
You don't even know people like that.
I don't know anybody like that.
I don't know. Like, I hope it grows. Do I want a franchise? No. I mean, I have a family. I don't miss their sporting events. That's very important to me. I have a good staff, a good crew. I'm a college girl, Peyton Toby, that helps me a lot. She's helped me with my online business because, be quite honest, I don't necessarily love that. I like people. I like working with people. And then I have a high school girl, Kendra Deuce, who helps me after school because I've got kids to pick up. My husband's a busy guy. So, you know, I just want to keep having fun. I want to keep, you know, offering good goods to people. I don't know. I'm pretty happy where I'm at.
Okay, good. So, you mentioned the 12-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
What's the ages of your other kids?
So my oldest, Peter, is 15. He's a freshman. My next one is Jake. He's 14. He's an 8th grader. And then Daisy is a 7th grader, and she's 12.
So you have
two boys and a girl.
9th grade, 8th grade, 7th grade.
Yeah, remember I said I wasn't a planner? That kind of just happened.
Well, so let's cover, like, you know, let's do like a 1-minute promo on your hours and your specials. You have a lot of stuff going on.
Okay.
Yeah, why don't you share that?
So I'm the only days I'm closed are Sundays and Mondays. That's sort of my weekend. Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, I'm open 10 to 5. Thursday, we're open 10 to 6. And then Saturday, 9 to 1. But this Saturday, we will be open an extra hour. I have a website now. You can check us out at shopatsunshineboutique.com. If you're local people, you just can't get there very often. You can order online and do a store pickup, not have to pay shipping, but I have it ready for you when you can buzz in and buzz back out. So lots of good things on the horizon. We're just having a good time. I have good people. We have a good time at work.
Fantastic. So, I get the opportunity to talk to any of our business owners, one of the things that seems like it's a case with all of them is, they want to make some money doing what they're doing, but they want to be a value and a service to the people of Fort Recovery. Mm-hmm.
People are all about relationships. As a teacher, you had relationships with your kiddos. That's, they trusted you. Kids learn when they have a relationship with their teachers. It's the same thing as adults. We want relationships. We want to make connections. And when they come into your store, if they've got that, they feel good, and everybody wins.
So how has your English teaching helped you in the
I think just working with people. As a teacher, you work with a lot of different kiddos. You work with their parents. It's the same. You've got lots of different people that come into your store, and you have to be able to connect with all of them in some way.
That's cool. I tell you what, looking back 6.5 years when you were making that decision, as your husband, I would have told you that you were crazy.
I think he thought it. He was just trying to keep it inside.
But the fact that you embraced Fort Recovery, mm-hmm. Fort Recovery embraced you back, mm-hmm. Even though you're killing my check. You're killing my
I have no
checkbook.
Idea who your wife is.
Yeah. Tell Krista I said hi. Say no.
I have met lots of new friends.
She thinks the world of you. The community is so fortunate and so appreciative that you have you being a part of us.
And, thank you.
And sometimes things just happen for the right reason. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
That's a God wink. It's mm-hmm. cool. So I tell you what, thank you for coming up.
Hey Jack, can we one time real quick say something about our sunshine baskets one more time? So people might wanna
yes.
we went over that once, and so let's kind of. That's really important. I think that's a really good thing. So kind of go over that again.
So if you're wanting to donate to the sort of goal I have for my 6 year of the chemo treatment baskets, you can stop at either Sunshine or Merle Norman in Coldwater, depending on where you're at or what's easiest for you. We're asking for a $30 donation. We will make up baskets with your name in the basket saying it's been sponsored by you or your family or your business, whatever it may be. And we'll be delivering them to the Portland Treatment Center at Jay County Hospital, as well as the one in Salina, but we'll also take requests and take them elsewhere if need be. I've got some travelers in mind who would do the delivering for me.
Fantastic. Well, you can put me down for two of them.
All right. I think your wife already ordered.
You can put me down for one of them.
Well, that's one more than she had, because Marsh had seven.
But what? I hope that this hasn't been too stressful.
It's way better than I thought it was going to be.
You have done a fantastic job, and thanks for being a part of not only this show, but of the Fort Recovery community.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Krista. Rocker, anything to add?
Oh,
don't bring up the whole Victoria's Secret thing.
No, he didn't win today, did he?
No.
It was a tie.
You're a loser.
Well, he gave me dead fashion designers. I can't work with
Marco
that
Polo.
Stuff.
Marco Polo. Hey, I came pretty close on that one. I was within 12 years.
So anyways, Rocco, you had one thing to close with.
Go Lady Indians.
Okay. Very true.
There you go.
I'll tell you what, we will be back next week for Insight. Rocker, I'm going to decide whether I'm going to have you back or not.
Okay.
So we'll be back next Wednesday.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show is being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.